Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, March 15th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Territorial Force. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the depths of Wikipedia to uncover fascinating articles that connect the dots between history, technology, ethics, and societal change. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're going to explore a significant piece of military history, the Territorial Force. Imagine the world at the turn of the 20th century, a time of empires expanding and the geopolitical chessboard constantly shifting. It was in this vibrant yet tumultuous backdrop that the Territorial Force came into being, a foundational structure within the British Army reserved for homeland defense. The Territorial Force was established in 1908 through the Territorial and Reserve Forces Act. But why exactly was a force like this necessary, and how did it alter the military landscape of the time? To understand its significance, let's step back a few years. The late 1800s and early 1900s were an era marked by rapid industrialization and the onset of modern warfare technologies. The Boer War, which ended in 1902, revealed glaring inefficiencies and vulnerabilities within the British military system. Importantly, it demonstrated the need for a more organized and flexible military reserve that could be mobilized swiftly in case of emergencies. This reflection on military readiness laid the groundwork for the Territorial Force. The Territorial Force was initially composed of part-time volunteer soldiers trained to defend the British Isles from enemy invasion. It was an embodiment of both a strategic necessity and an early acknowledgement of the evolving nature of warfare. Here's a thought-provoking question for you. How do you think having a voluntary army impacts a nation's readiness for conflict? Pause a moment to reflect on how modern military strategies could learn from historical practices like these. The unprecedented nature of the Territorial Force also highlighted an evolving societal shift. The idea that military service could be both a civilian duty and a patriotic honor. This brings us to an interesting societal dynamic. The Territorial Force didn't just shape military strategy, it also influenced social structures. Participation in the Territorial Force offered people from various walks of life the opportunity to engage in a collective defense effort, bridging gaps across class and profession. Let me share an anecdote to illustrate this point. My grandfather, a history enthusiast, often told the story of a market vendor who, despite having no formal education, joined the Territorial Force. Through the assistance of other volunteers, he learned new skills and even became a community leader upon his return. This is just one of the countless stories that reveal how military participation can lead to unexpected personal transformation, fostering leadership and unity. During World War I, the Territorial Force found itself vital not only for home defense, but also as a key part of British overseas operations. The original intention was to keep this force for home defense. However, when the war escalated, many territorial units were sent abroad and played crucial roles in various battles. It's fascinating to consider how the scope of the Territorial Force expanded rapidly beyond its initial conception. From its humble beginnings, it became an essential element in the British military effort. If we consider the lessons from the Territorial Force's adaptation to World War I, we might ask, how do our organizations today respond to rapidly changing global threats? Is there something we can learn from the force's flexibility and adaptability? In 1921, the Territorial Force was renamed the Territorial Army, reflecting the ongoing evolution and modernization of military reserves post-World War I. The adaptability of the Territorial Force is a clear reminder of the importance of evolution in both strategy and infrastructure. The continuous change is a testament to the adaptable nature of military structures to meet new realities. The legacy and impact of the Territorial Force are profound and highlight a time when society and military strategy were intrinsically knit to meet the demands of a changing world. As we look to the world today, with rapidly evolving technology and unpredictable global dynamics, Could it be that the balance between part-time service and full-time commitment is still an area worth exploring further in contemporary defense strategies? With that in mind, here's a call to action for our listeners. Take some time to delve deeper into the articles that interest you, like this one on the Territorial Force. Think about how historical perspectives shape current strategies, not only in military contexts, but also within societal and technological domains. Thank you for joining me on this historical journey. Remember, every article is a window into both the past and the future. Join us again on Wikipedia for more explorations into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles. Until then, keep questioning, keep learning, and keep connecting the dots. That's it for today. Remember to stay curious and never stop exploring the pages of the past.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Territorial Force. Thanks for listening. See you next time.